This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. officials say they've launched a new wave of strikes targeting rebels in Yemen in response to the drone attack that killed U.S. service members last weekend. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
As an anti-U.S. protest rages on in Yemen's capital, U.S. officials say at least 30 Houthi rebel targets were hit. It's the second wave of strikes meant to cripple the Iranian-backed militant groups that have been attacking U.S. forces and shipping traffic after the Israel-Hamas war began. The strikes, in coordination with British forces, were fired by U.S. fighter jets and warships in the Red Sea. They follow Friday's U.S. air assaults in Iraq and Syria. This protester in Yemen says the U.S. is to blame for Middle East tensions. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The European Union is worried that Israel might extend the conflict in Gaza to a, quote, pressure cooker town near Egypt. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The European Union's top diplomat, High Commissioner Josep Borrell, warned that the situation in Gaza is likely to spread throughout the region unless a ceasefire is agreed.
It has been displaced progressively against the Egyptian border. They claim that they were safe zones, but in fact, what we see is that the bombing affecting the civilian population continues, and is creating a very dire situation.
Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said earlier that after Israeli troops seize the southern city of Khan Yunis, from where tens of thousands of people have fled, they will move on to Rafah by the Egyptian border. He did not give a time frame. I'm Karen Shamas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife Bushra Khan were sentenced to 7 years in prison and fined on Saturday by a court that ruled their 2018 marriage broke the law, his party said. Lauren Anthony from Reuters reports.
The Khans both denied wrongdoing. It was the third ruling against Khan this week and comes ahead of national elections on Thursday that he's barred from contesting. 71-year-old Khan has been sentenced to 10 years for leaking state secrets in recent days and 14 years, along with his wife, for illegally selling state gifts. His representatives say he will launch appeals in all three cases. Khan is in prison in the garrison city of Rawalpindi, while his wife will serve her sentence at their hilltop mansion in nearby Islamabad. He already faces a 10-year disqualification from holding public office. The couple will also fined $1,800 each, according to ARY News. Bushra was accused of not completing the waiting period mandated by Islam after divorcing her previous husband and marrying Khan.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. At least 150,000 people gathered in front of the German National Parliament in Berlin Saturday afternoon to protest against the far right. The pro-democracy demonstration started 3 weeks ago after the investigative journalist group Collective published an article saying the right-wing extremists had recently met to discuss deporting millions of immigrants, including some with German citizenship. Saturday's protest drew more participants than organizers expected, despite intermittent rain showers. Millions of dollars in sales of North Korean false eyelashes, marketed in beauty stores around the world as, quote, made in China, helped drive a recovery in the secretive state's exports last year. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn explains.
Reuters spoke to people working in the eyelash industry, trade lawyers, and experts on North Korea's economy, who described a system in which China-based firms import semi-finished products from North Korea, which are then completed and repackaged as Chinese. The lashes are then exported from China and make their way to the West, Japan, and South Korea. This system gives Kim Jong-un's regime a way to skirt international sanctions, providing a vital source of foreign currency. Since 2006, the UN Security Council has tried to stall Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program through sanctions. That's restricted North Korea's ability to trade products like coals, textiles, and oil. But there's no direct ban on hair products.
Christy Kilburn from Reuters. House Republicans will move forward with a $17.6 billion package to provide military aid to Israel and replenish U.S. weapons. The bill leaves out more aid for Ukraine, underscoring the challenges facing supporters of a comprehensive national security package that would also include billions of dollars for immigration enforcement. The move gives Speaker Mike Johnson and House Republicans the chance to show support for Israel, even though there is little chance the Senate would go along with the narrower effort. I'm Alexis Strope. VOA News.